Over 1,000 artifacts connected to Basie's life will be available to view at the Institute of Jazz Studies at Rutgers Newark, says Institute Executive Director Wayne Winborn.
Photographs, videos, correspondence, concert programs, business records, clippings, as well as additional personal memorabilia such as clothes, accessories, scrapbooks, commercially issued recordings, coin and stamp collections, housewares, guns, stereo equipment, cameras, and awards.
Winborn says some boxes include materials dedicated to the Count's wife, Catherine Basie.
She was very involved in her community with young people in the neighborhood and in the civil rights movement. She will no doubt be the subject of historical examination.
Joy Rosenthal, speaking on behalf of the Basie estate, says the collection tells a uniquely American story.
The story of one of the greatest, most well-respected, and well-loved band leaders, of Basie's place in the history of American music, of a couple who was separated by years on the road, of a life with a daughter who was born in the 40s who had cerebral palsy and never spent one day in an institution, of black aristocracy, of their place in the civil rights movement and in the consciousness of others. These stories lie in the collection and they need to be told.
Adriana Cuervo with the Rutgers Newark Institute of Jazz Studies will be one of many on a team sorting out Count Basie's collection.
We will be starting with the paper-based materials and the photographs and, you know, things that go in boxes that are normal, everyday type of materials that we handle at the archives. And then from that, we'll move on to artifacts and to larger, you know, furniture, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's how we plan to arrange and describe the materials.
NJPAC President John Schreiber says they'll work with Count Basie Theater and Red Bank to create Basie-themed music and education programs.
With the Basie Collection, we are committing to regular programming over the course of each season that celebrates Basie's legacy. And that's a legacy, as has been said before, of brilliant musicianship, of joy, and of what we call the democracy of jazz. That is collaboration and community.
Institute of Jazz Studies Executive Emeritus Director Dan Morgenstern says Count Basie would be proud to see his legacy displayed in his home state, New Jersey.
He was just a really warm and friendly person. And of course, his music has that wonderful, happy quality. And it was such a revelation when he came out of Kansas City with his band, and nobody had ever heard anything like that before. You know, that riff-based Kansas City thing. It was a revelation, and it really changed. It changed the music, and it was a permanent change because you'd never had bebop without what Count Basie did.
There's no specific date when the full collection will be ready for viewing. The Institute of Jazz Studies are hoping to find a one-stop home for the Count's entire collection. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos in Newark. ¶¶